So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the Mishnah's first two cases of Bona Bayis Chadosh V'loi Chanochai, a person who built a new house but did not yet live in it, and Notar Kerem V'loi Chalolai, a person who planted a vineyard but did not yet eat its fruits. He is Chayzim Archa Mochama, exempt from going to war. The Gemara now goes on to discuss the Mishnah's third case of Iras Isha V'loi Lekacha, a person who gave Kiddushin to a woman but did not yet marry her. As the Mishnah elaborates, Echad ha-ma'aris es ha-besulav, Echad ha-ma'aris es al-mana, afila shemeris yavam, vafila shama shemeis achid bimolchama. There's no difference whether he gave kedushin to a woman who is never married, or even to one who is previously married, such as a widow, or she is his brother's wife, who awaits yibam, or even if he only heard that his brother died in battle. In all these cases, chayzer uvalai, because the pasuk states, kikach ish ish chadasha, and for him, she is a new wife. However, Hamachzeh es Gerushasa, if he gave Kedushin to his divorcee, Ein Chayzer, because as the Gemara explains, Ein Chadash Aloi, for him, she's not a new wife. The Mishnah continues, Aman L'Kayin Gadol, Grusha B'Chalutz L'Kayin Hedyet, Mamzeres V'Nesina L'Yisrael, Bas Yisrael L'Mamzu L'Nasin, Lo Hayu Chayzer. If the Kedushin was for a forbidden marriage, such as a widow to a Kayin Gadol, a divorcee, or one who received Chalitza to a Kayin Hedyet, a Mamzeres, or from the Nesina to a Yisrael, or vice versa. In all these cases, he's not exempt, even though there is no Aver in Kedushin alone, because the Pasuk states, Umiho ish, asha eris isha v'loy lakacha, the Pasuk mentions v'loy lakacha and not loy lakach, to exclude the Kedushin of a forbidden marriage. The Mishnah continues, Kol eilu v'eilu, shoymen divri koin ma'archa melchama v'chayzrin, umesapkin mayim emazin, umesakin esadrachim. Those who are exempt because of Bana Bayis Chadosh V'loi Chanochai, Notzi Kerem V'loi Chalolai, Eres Isha V'loi Lekacha, must first go out to the border and hear the proclamation of the Meshuach Mochama, and they are then exempt only from actual warfare, but they are still obligated in other duties, such as to provide water and food for the soldiers and to maintain the roads. However, Bana Bayis V'Chanochai, a person who acquired a new home and has been living in it for less than a year, or Notar Kerem V'Chalolai, a person who acquired a vineyard and did eat its fruits but for only less than a year, or Hanoisia Es Arusa, Hakoinis Es Yevimtoi, a person who did marry his Arusa or performed Yibum with his Yevama, but they are together for only less than a year. In all these cases, Ein Zazen Mimukaiman, Ve'ema Speakin Ma'im Amazin, Ve'ema Saknes Adrachim, they're completely exempt, and that they do not leave their homes and are not obligated in any other duties because the pasuk states, Ki yikach ish isha chadasha, lo yetze betzava v'lo yavir lo v'chol davar, naki yi lebeise shana achas v'simechas ishta asher lokach. The above are all alluded to in this pasuk. Lebeise, ze beise. Lebeise refers to one living in a new home. Yiye, ze karmai. Yi refers to the one eating the fruits of a new vineyard. And v'simechas ishtai, zu ishtai. Ishta refers to a new wife in marriage. And Asher Lokach, Lehevi Asivimtoi. Asher includes a new wife through Yibum. And Olav teaches us, Olavi Atamavar, Avatamavar Alacherim. Only these people are completely exempt, but the others are only partially exempt. The Mishnah later makes a distinction. Ban Medivar Amur Mamuchames Harishus, Avamuchames Mitzvah Hakol Yetzin, Afelachos Mechedra Vekalamuchapasa. These exemptions are only for a war that is not obligatory, but there are no exemptions from a war that is a mitzvah, for which even during a wedding, the groom and bride must leave and join the war. Rabbi Yehuda makes a similar distinction, Bamed v'mamurim b'mechemes mitzvah, av b'mechemes chayva, hakol yetzin afilachasim b'chedra b'kalim u'chapasa. The Rabbanan differentiate between rishus and mitzvah, and Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between mitzvah and chayva. However, Rabbi Yehuda explains that they are actually both making the same distinction. And Rishus de Rabbanan, Zuhi Mitzvah de Rabbi Yehuda. The war that Rabbanan consider a Rishus, Rabbi Yehuda considers a mitzvah. And according to both, in Hakol Yaitzin. And Mitzvah de Rabbanan, Zuhi Cheva de Rabbi Yehuda. The war that Rabbanan consider a mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda considers a Cheva. And according to both, Hakol Yaitzin. And Nafgemina, Lo Isig be Mitzvah, Shepotim in a Mitzvah. The distinction between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is merely regarding the halacha, that one who is occupied with a mitzvah is exempt from performing another mitzvah. Therefore, regarding a discretionary war in which Ein HaKol Yaitzin, according to the Rabbanan, Ein HaPatim in mitzvah acheres, One who joins the war is not exempt of other mitzvahs because this is not a mitzvah, but a rishus. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, patur mitzvah acheres, he is exempt from other mitzvahs because it is considered a mitzvah. And Rava explains, Melchemes Yehoshua lichboish divya hakol cheva. They both agree that Yeshua's war to conquer Eretz Yisrael is considered a cheva. Melchemes beis David l'ravcha divya hakol rishus. And they also both agree that David's war to conquer additional territories and collect taxes is only considered a rishus. Ki pligi l'mu'ute akum d'loy leisi alayhu mar karle mitzvah umar karle rishus. The Machlekes is regarding a preemptive war to conquer their enemies to prevent a potential attack. Rabbi Yehuda considers this a mitzvah, and therefore a pater me mitzvah acheres, while the Rabbana considers this merely a rishos, and therefore ein a pater me mitzvah acheres. The next Mishnah discusses the next pasuk, which only the Shaitre proclaims to the soldiers. Zak the Mishnah, v'yisva ha-shaitrim v'geimer, v'amru miha ish ha-yar v'rach ha-levav, yelech v'yashav l'beisai v'geimer. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Hayar v'racha levav kimashmai, she'en yochel lamed b'kishe ha-mocham v'liris cherv shlufa. The pasuk is understood literally and refers to a cowardly person who is afraid of war and cannot face the enemy and a drawn sword. He too is chayzer. Rabbi Yisaglili disagrees and says, Hayar v'racha levav zehu ha-misyari min ha-averis shebe'yadai. The pasuk is not understood literally, but refers to one who is concerned that he will not survive because of his sins. And only he is chayzer. However, a cowardly person is not chayzer. Lafikach talsalo ha-tayra es kol elu shiyachz beglalon. And for this reason, the Torah exempted Bana Bais and all others who are chayzer, so as not to embarrass those who are chayzer because of their sins. Rabbi Yesi offers a third opinion. Amon l'kayin gadol, gusha b'chalutz l'kayin hedyet, mamzer sin sinu l'Yisrael, bas Yisrael l'mamz l'nosen, harei hu ha-yor b'rach ha-levav. The pasuk is not understood literally and refers to one who is in a forbidden marriage and is concerned that because of this sin he won't survive and only he is chayzer. However, a cowardly person is not chayzer. As the Gemara explains, Ike benayu aveir d'rabbanim. The distinction between Rabbi Yisai Glili and Rabbi Yisi is in a case where someone transgressed only a isa d'rabbanan, such as sach bein tefillah l'tefillah. He spoke between the tefillah and shal yad and the tefillah and shal reish and did not make a bracha again. According to Rabbi Yisai Glili, chayzer lau, because he transgressed an iser. However, according to Rabbi Yisi, in the chayzer lau, because this is not an iser deiraisa, such as Amon l'kayin gadol. The pasuk continues, v'hayik ha-kalois ha-shaychim l'dabra la'am, u'foktu sari tzva'ois b'rosh ha'am. And the Mishnah adds, u'va'kevay shal'am. After the shaychim complete their proclamation, warriors take positions in front of and behind the soldiers. As the Mishnah explains, Mamidin Zekifin Lefneim. In the front, the mighty warriors encourage the weak soldiers to carry on. The Acher Machereim. B'kshelin Shal Barzel B'yedein. V'chalamavakish Lavser. Hershus B'yodil Kapech HaShekev. Shetchilas Nisa Nefila. From behind stood warriors armed with iron axes, so that if a soldier attempts to flee, they're allowed to cut his feet, because fleeing is the beginning of total defeat. As the pasuk states, Nafsi Yisrael Lefnei Pelishtim. And another pasuk states, "Vayenusu anshei yisrael mepnei pelishtim v'yiplu chalalim v'goyim." Hanu l'alach perek mashuach mochama. We have Baruch Hashem completed the 8th perek of Masech Tesaita, and we'll continue with the 9th and final perek, Egla Rufa, in the next daf, Be'ezras Hashem.